Joyce! 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 Up here! Look! Up here! James, it's me! Come on up, James! Yes, yes, come on up! Through the door, below!
Well, John!
Well, yes, indeed.
I thought I was mistaken, but I thought I heard something.
James.
I heard my name, looked around, could see no one, but...
Here I am. Here we are. What a nice surprise.
As if from above. The dulcet tones. Unmistakable. A voice like no other.
Waiting and waiting. Blasted, interminable. I don't know about you, but I have been here all morning. We shall all shrivel up and rot.
Up on the balcony as if on another planet. But it's good and warm in here, I have to say.
And no sign of embarkation. That's a dashed nuisance.
Out of the corner of my eye, I heard you calling. Waving and flapping your arms.
The delays. Always the delays.
It's because of Christmas. Maybe it's over, but they're not back to work here.
Not like England, eh? I thought I would have to come down and get you.
Flapping? Like some sort of albatross.
How long has it been, James? You're looking well.
Ah, I'm getting by. As long as I keep away from Ireland. But John. John McCormack. My old friend. It's great to see you. It really is. And look at you, up here in this grand saloon. Wood panelling, leather chairs, a good fire.
Ah, well, they look after me.
No, you deserve nothing less. Any books here?
Well, I need my own room. I was ill.
You were ill?
Oh, maybe you didn't hear. I'm over it. No, I'll tell you. But sit down, sit down. There's time enough. It's a great chance to hear some of your stories.
So, I presume you're bound for Cork on this boat? Are you travelling on to Boston?
No, Cork it is. Dublin.
Me too.
No, I'm not travelling this year. I'm recuperating.
The voice is good, I presume? You've got your throat well wrapped in silk? The silver and beige scarf looks well with your dark hair.
Thank you. Yes, my voice is unaffected.
So... no work at the moment?
I can't.
That's a lot of disappointed people.
I can't take any chances. The doctors told me. I almost died.
Never?
No, a few months ago.
Spanish flu, still. I thought it was over.
Something like it. A throat infection. I don't know. I thought I was finished. The Archbishop came. I could have died.
God, maybe you did. And you're just imagining all this.
Archbishop Welch is a saint.
Purgatory. A white star terminal shed.
So kind he was.
For you bump into old friends.
He convinced me in my fever. I hardly remember. He pulled me through. Told me I would live.
And you believed him?
Well, here I am.
And science has no answer.
Anyway, enough of my problems. You must be working. I know you don't like to leave Paris.
It's my new book, Ulysses. Finally, I have it.
Ulysses?
Yes.
Is it a book?
Yes, a modest book about Ireland.
A great drama and epic mythology after the Greeks?
Could be just that. But what's this here? This big yoke, portmanteau wardrobe? Beautiful finish. Oh, a mouse. I got a wee fright.
Ah, yes. Oh, the carpentry is beautiful. It's my baby. A wardrobe. No, it's not that at all. It's a phonograph, a music player.
Really?
I'd take it everywhere with me.
I'd love to hear it. To hear you.
You shall. You have the book with you?
In the luggage. Second class luggage has all gone aboard.
Mine too. I won't be parted from the phonograph, though. It's very delicate.
A book is easy to carry. You just slip it in your purse. But if I had a phonograph... I'll dream of that day.
Are you hungry at all? See there. The steward left a tray. Mostly ghastly French charcuterie. Goose liver in aspic. Appalling cheese. Awful. Some patisserie. I had a madeleine. I'm not really meant to. Have to watch my weight.
Well, you're not fat, by any means.
Oh, but nonetheless, I have a tendency. It all runs to fat.
Why shouldn't you enjoy yourself? You've worked so hard. Personally, I love the cold meats. Paris is wonderful for the food. Dirty as hell, though.
That's the danger.
Well, if it's all the same to you, certainly I would enjoy a small repas.
Go ahead. Help yourself. It's all there.
So, John, how does it feel to be a household name? You've come a long way. And now you've sung in most cities in Europe and America. I've seen your name up in lights, on billboards bigger than the Oreo sandwich or Aunt Jemima's pancake syrup hoardings. This is a bit of all right, though. Cold meat jambon. The Chateau Grignon is very nice.
Tatties, bacon and cabbage I would have preferred. I can't get used to French food. So, it's about Ireland, Euripides?
Ulysses. Dublin, actually. It's quite straightforward. A day in the life. I saw the most appalling billboard advertising a hemorrhoid cream just outside Saint-Germain on the train.
Bishops and doctors, is it? The book?
No, just ordinary folk. Can you imagine, in front of the languid River Seine, orange lettering 12 foot high, antibacterial cream, in French?
Women? And tradesmen?
Yes, just about everyone. All their thoughts.
I didn't think workers had thoughts. They don't have time for them.
Fantasies. Dream.
A surrealism in the modern style?
Something like that. I'm dealing with the realism of daily life of society as a whole.
But ordinary people, they just go to work, go home, sleep, that's it.
Hardly.
The great themes, romances, they're not of the ordinary man.
They do have them, but maybe they don't know they're there.
Here, let me fill your glass.
Well, thanks. It's very good.
My songs tell stories to transport away from the everyday care to a land of magic and optimism.
I know. Yes, I agree with that. But as artists, we should describe reality. It's incumbent on us.
The misery? The hardship of their lives? I would be singing to an empty auditorium. You'd have me digging potatoes.
There's ways and ways. Artists, writers, musicians, there's an obligation on us to describe this modern world. Otherwise, we're just purveyors of an opiate.
I don't really see it. Though I want to move away from the classical repertoire.
And what about your work for the British? That was some brutal job.
Oh, now, James.
The war, I mean. No, don't get me wrong. You're a wonderful, wonderful singer. The best. I'm full of admiration. I'm not criticizing. You have to go where the work is, presumably.
Not anymore.
At the time, it was surprising to me that those boys dying in the mud in Flanders were singing your tunes. I think it's the only thing that got them, the ones that survived, through the war. But then the Irish always did the real work for the British.
It was only Christian. It was solace and succour.
You did a damn good job. I love your popular melodies. You know some good writers.
Keep the home fires burning.
Now don't.
While our hearts are yearning. Tum-ti-tum-ti-tum-di-dum. Tum-ti-tum-tum-tum. Keep the home fires...
Oh, damn! Now I've splashed wine on my trousers.
Here's a napkin.
Thanks.
You know, I haven't heard you sing since the Fish Kill.
The Fish Kill?
Yes, when we met. The Fish Kill in 1904. You could have won.
Don't be silly. That's banana oil.
No, you could have. If you'd done the sight reading test.
Ifs and buts were... I say, will you let me hear this damn machine?
Surely I will. That's funny. I had it unlocked when I got in here. Now, where is the key? I was checking the register setting. The soprano loudspeaker can damage easily, and it all has to be fastened down for transportation. There's a coil I carry separately in my valise.
Machines. You obviously know how it all works.
It's the latest. American. No more wax cylinders. This is for cast discs. They don't deteriorate. The steel needle vibrates from the grooves and the sound is amplified through the horn. Damn, where is that key?
I'm admiring the marquetry and all that leather work. It must have cost a packet.
Would you believe it? The inventor is paying me to take it on my tours. Then it gets to be seen everywhere.
He's paying you?
I'm not meant to say. Well, obviously I pay him a heck of a lot to do the technical work. The recording. It's a very complicated process. Can take up a lot of time. Sometimes we have to do the whole thing twice. You can imagine. I have to sing into a sort of funnel. I wear a contraption. I don't believe he has successfully recorded an orchestra yet.
Technically, gathering the sound must be complex, especially for a large orchestra.
They refuse to wear the contraption.
How silly.
I'm only a simple lad from Athlone, but the first time I had to don the white tie and tails, I felt just as incongruous.
But great progress is made nonetheless.
How about a spot of fresh air? I can't seem to find the key anywhere, but it'll turn up. Follow me.
All right. Oh, this is nice. This is a great view.
Not bad.
Oh, there's our boat. It's all happening.
Or not happening, rather.
There's a lot of activity. They let us on eventually.
Well, why did they give us the early time to get down here? There's trains from Paris every 2 hours.
It seems to be an inevitability.
3 or 4 hours delay in departure time. Yes, it happens every time.
The whole world is in a rush. We expect so much these days. Actually, I like a wait. I don't like to be rushed.
Oh! 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 See the barrel, John! That barrel and the key! It's away! It's rolling! They're not going to catch it! It's gone into the water. Kaplash!
You like to be delayed.
I don't mind. I do some of my best thinking in these situations. And then, there's bumping into old friends.
Every cloud has a silver lining, I suppose.
Since the war ended, the shipping companies have got very lazy. They know we're dependent on them.
Would you care for a cigar?
Till the dirigibles are safer. Oh, how very pleasant of you. Thank you. Quite dangerous. You've seen the explosions? No way to cross the Atlantic? No, but thank you anyway. I rarely smoke now.
I'm the same, truth be told. I can't afford to take any risks with my voice. I used to love a King Edward. I keep one in my pocket. Here. I love the smell. Ah, so good. And the feel between the fingers to hold.
Yes, I know. I relish the tactile pleasure of holding a pen.
If it could smell so good.
And then, if I pause for a moment, I find the blunt end between my lips.
You can't do that with a typewriter.
But they say Chekhov wrote on a machine.
Chekhov?
Excellent short stories. But then he was a newspaper man. That's how they work. They carry them with them. They're machines. Like you. Wherever they go. I suppose journalists have to be ready.
Is he Russian?
Yes.
Is he a Red?
Not exactly. In fact, he's very old-fashioned in writing about traditional characters, society generally. But his outlook is modern. He exposes the foolishness of the old society. In a way, I try to do that.
So you're a communist now?
I'm not really political. It's not that cut and dried. I'm a socialistic artist. I try to describe what I see in the hope that our politicians take notice and engineer the necessary changes.
You're a brave man.
Oh, I don't know.
I see it in a simpler way. We're creative people. We give pleasure and we get paid for it. Well, that is until I got ill.
I don't think it was ever that simple. They were making enormous demands on you. It nearly killed you. You said so yourself.
Maybe I was too greedy. But you're right. Shine a light on the unknown heroes. We can do that.
Life is so short.
My violinist, Fritz, he was nothing till I picked him up, working with some orchestra. Now he can travel the world.
When you're better.
Yes.
Do you pay him when you're sick?
No. He's fine. I pay him enough normally. How about your book? I gather it's published.
Yes.
What's the deal? You must get some big checks.
Au contraire. Very little money. Only 1,000 in print. I'm not a populist by any means. I wouldn't want to be. I'm teaching all the time. It's the only way it's possible.
Well, I take my hat off to you. That can't be easy. Can you sell copies in Dublin, presumably?
That's why I'm making this trip. Oh, for sure, it'll be distributed. And then I might even find an Irish publisher. In the long run, it could work out. And, well, if I'd stayed in music, it would have been exactly the same. I would be broke because I would have tended towards avant-garde composition after a while. I'm fatally drawn towards the experimental, the new.
But don't you love the old songs? You do. I know you do. Love, here is my heart. I have gathered my heart as a rose from the midsummer garden, and my love at the heart of it glows.
Go on.
Well?
I do love them. And you speak them as well as you sing.
There is a flower that bloometh.
That's poetry. It's funny. I've seen the reviews. I've read the papers. Those classical critics don't like it when you move into Irish ballads.
They love it in America.
And you chose to sing for them.
Well, since I could afford to make choices, I thought to break away from the classical and operatic repertoire.
You did right.
I admit, I went where the money was.
Your Irish heritage, your homeland. You are the voice of the people, providing stirring songs for the new state that's barely up and running, but fierce proud of itself. All that, the blood sacrifice.
No, James, it wasn't like that.
You showed the old order. Just like Russia. The revolutionary proletariat seizing control, creating the songs, the music.
James, it's not like that.
The art, the culture of the common man, out from the art galleries and the opera houses, into the workers' factories and the collective farms. I'm proud of you, John.
I suppose I played at the Minnesota Harvest Fair 2 years ago, all right.
I know you. You were never interested in the money. Anyone who's heard your voice knows that you sing purely for the love of the music. You probably can't sing for me now, here. But would you ever recite Moon of My Delight?
Very well. Ah, moon of my delight, who knowest no wane, the moon of heaven is... Hold the horses. Whoa, born in a cart.
Delight, who knowest no wane. Delight, who knowest no wane.
James, I'm going inside.
Well, it's obvious nothing is going to happen for a while. But you say you like waiting.
Uh-huh.
I should be more patient. The doctors told me I should take time. Just relax. I play a bit of ping pong.
Well, how about that? I love the game as well.
You do? We could have a game here. You'll see.
You think so?
Hey!
Ho!
Do you remember Julia?
Temple Og.
Land of Dreams. Now, are you ready?
Carlingford.
Black Label.
Rough.
Mist.
Your machine is like a notebook.
Oh.
For sound.
Ping. Ping pong.
Says it all.
Popping up like peas.
Flinging it back. Speed of light.
Sound. Sound is slower. Listen.
Ping.
Like a drop of water.
Dry as ice.
The steward?
No. Last week.
Silent type.
The ticket office.
You have to watch them.
Couldn't get in the door.
Like this.
Oh, you devil.
Again. Again.
40-15?
At least. And letters as well.
Plenty of fans, I'm sure.
Was it hot?
Inside. When it got in the door.
Sorry, you were saying?
The ticket office.
I don't bother.
I wouldn't, but the ice...
Not much fun?
Your serve?
Up against it.
Julia had brown hair, didn't she?
Probably. That was some weekend.
Lashing rain. Gotcha!
Tendonitis and sand in the wafers.
Steady. Take it again, I wasn't ready. She liked you, though.
She liked you more.
Ooh! That was close.
At times.
And the mother.
The bat. You're holding it wrong.
The pen grip. Haven't you seen it before?
Do you get sick?
I'm a good traveller. Serve again.
Porcelain.
Like a bullet.
Plates rattling. Often a full house.
Marble halls. Eyes are watering.
Sometimes they cry. Never ceases to amaze me.
Oh! Enough! You're too good. Hard to beat. This is the therapy, thanks to the White Star Line. Just what you need, obviously. My eyes aren't the best.
You should have taken off the dark glasses.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm certainly paying for it. If they had a spa here as well, that would be something. Oh, I'm puffed. But you... Can you work on your writing while you're waiting?
Sometimes, certainly. Mostly ideas in my head.
You have a big brain, James. I admire that. And is it just juggling ideas?
The love of language, literacy. I have some little games, exercises to do with writing. Words fascinate me. I'm happy reading a dictionary.
Give me an example.
Have you got any paper? No, I don't think we need it. Well, I have a game called Any Butterfly Can Dream.
Yes.
For instance, now, this is poetry, really. Think of it as poetry. If I said, after being careful designing ever-fruitful gardens, you wouldn't think much of it. But if I told you that the first word began with the letter A, the second word began with the letter B... and so on, through the letters of the alphabet, it becomes more interesting. A, B, C, D, and so on, and so on.
I see.
While I'm sitting beside my suitcases, or even on a train, perhaps, I have a little notebook and persistently tried to write a sequence of 26 words, maybe on a theme, to my own greater or lesser satisfaction. It's... fairly trivial, I know, but it keeps a literary mind active.
So you were doing that sort of thing when I spotted you?
I don't believe I was. But I have one started on the theme of friendship.
Yes?
A blissful congruence designates every friendship. A, B for blissful, C for congruence. You see how it goes?
I don't know what to say.
No, there's nothing. Often it's nothing. Mostly failure. But that's the life of the artist, really. Pure folly.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to have another look at what's happening. No, not a thing. There's a whole crowd of people waiting. There will have to be an announcement eventually. Can you believe it? They're actually singing carols down there to pass the time. It shouldn't be allowed.
Do you not take consolation in Christ, James?
You must be joking.
I find it helps.
It's bunkum.
You're not a churchgoer, then?
Never was.
But you love music.
That's why they shouldn't be allowed to sing carols. They're out of tune and it's past Christmas Day.
We both love music. You've sung religious music. Handel, Bach.
Aye, surely.
And you love it.
Yes.
In our own fair city, Handel's Messiah, the very first performance. And you say there is no God.
I'm not one to criticize any man for his or her belief, but the damage. You sang for the troops, but you know yourself. All that vainglorious talk of war, the nobility of it, with God on our side. I'm sickened. That's always the justification for senseless slaughter. All right, grant, religion is a powerful thing for you. But how about logic? We live in a scientific age and the world is rapidly changing.
I'm listening.
The start of the trouble is the culture of romance that's continually being used to mollify the people, to hoodwink them. But I have to admit, I find it confusing myself. I try to analyze why we are sops to romance, a fantasy world far from the day to day. That wonderful song of yours. Love, here is my heart. Of course, it's nonsense.
If you say so, James.
Well, speaking frankly, John, yes, it is. And I could no more write like that than encourage the religious charade that enslaves us.
I find the song inoffensive.
Damning with faint praise. It's a wonderful song, but ludicrous. Could you recite the first verse from memory?
I could. It goes, love, here is my heart. One rose for your hair. Yours if you keep it today. Yours if you throw it away.
What on earth is that about?
And you are saying?
There's no logic there.
I see.
It's a metaphor for life, I suppose. You can keep it or you can throw it away. Well, it's maybe not the best example of what I'm trying to say, but nonetheless.
But my understanding of your writing is that you wander into the abstract on purpose.
I do. You're correct. I believe there is a difference between diffusion for the purpose of atmosphere and diffusion as a method of control.
What comes up if you dig a hole in a boulevard?
What?
It's one I heard in Quebec. What comes up if you dig a hole in a boulevard? A gendarme!
I'm thoroughly confused.
But to go back to your butterfly game, what happens at X, Y, Z? Doesn't it get awfully difficult?
Well, yes. Sometimes you have to cheat a little.
Really?
I might say the word excite starts with an X.
How about Q?
A small deception for the good of the greater fabric. White lies are all around in this modern age. Advertising. That's the start.
JKL. That must be difficult.
Totally, upsettingly, very. But we have to accept lies are everywhere.
EUV. Totally, unusually vacant. I see, it can go anywhere. I better start at A.
T for Tipperary. It's a long way. If your legs have been blown off.
A, B, C. Antibacterial cream. Antibacterial cream does eradicate.
Have you still not found the key?
Does eradicate. Fleas.
John, the key. I want to hear the phonograph.
Does easily. No. Does eradicate fleas.
The key, John. The key. The key of F sharp.
What?
We're still waiting.
You know what would be really nice? Steak and kidney pie. Antibacterial.
Antibacterial cream?
You know, the butterfly thing.
Oh! No. What you want is something like a blissful congruence.
Steak and kidney. Some chips.
A blissful congruence designates.
Steak, kidney, gravy, beans, legumes.
Legume.
Potatoes.
Pomme de terre.
No, chips. And an 04 Chateau Grignon.
A blissful.
Where's that, Stuart?
Congruence designates every.
Carrots, steak and kidney, gravy, yes, gravy. Are we going to get any service here?
Blissful congruence designates.
Pomme de terre, none. French fries, mustard. I want mustard.
Designates every friendship.
Mustard English.
Going home.
Damn it, I'm going to see what's happened to the steward. I've quite an appetite suddenly.
Strange. Pum, pum. At home, my dear. Pum, pum, pum.
Extraordinary. There was just a young girl there, in the kitchen. She said the steward went down below, outside, and there was some sort of fight. The crowd was getting restless, a scuffle. It's quiet again now, but he hasn't come back.
Any luck with the food?
She says she'll see what she can do. There's absolutely no one in charge, it seems. They don't seem to realise there are basic standards.
A blissful congruence.
I could eat a horse.
C'est bon.
Enough?
Très bien. C'est suffi. Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
I think I've got it.
You have it? Again?
No. I'm just saying I have it.
You have what? More wine?
Non, merci.
Well, I drink your good health.
I have the butterfly.
Really? You think so?
Yes. Shall I give it to you?
Certainly. Oh, wait. I need my cigar.
Ready?
Yes. Sitting comfortably.
I have it scribbled down. What's that?
Would you believe? I have it. In my pocket with the cigar. The key.
Good. Good. Excellent.
Ah, here is my heart. Take the key, James, and open it forthwith.
Now we can listen. But here, John, please be so good as to read my writing. Your voice is sublime.
I'll do my best. Absolutely between candid discourse, every friendship gathers happily. It just keeps loving memory narrowly on path. Quite right. Right. So that's understatement. Vacant, weak, Xmas, yawn.
Yawn.
Z, 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 Z.
That's not our boat, is it?
Good Lord. You don't mean to say...
I can't say I care.
Me neither.
But you'll remember me.